Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Well, it is so, so good to be here, and I'm thrilled to be able to speak to one of my dearest friends. Dick Kernan's joining me on the show today. He's Vice President of Industry Relations at Specs Howard School of Media Arts in Detroit, Michigan, my fabulous school that I love so much, and met Dick there many moons ago, and we now have a what I love to consider a very good friendship. And so if I don't speak to him on a weekly basis, my week doesn't go right because he just...
What a gal. Thank you.
I'm not kidding. You know, you're so funny because you like to think of yourself, I'm just going to have to peel off the Band-Aid here, as a pessimist. And, you know... You know, there are things you're very tuned in with what's going on the planet. You get very frustrated, I think, by a lot of things that are happening. And then you have a phone call with me and we end up in uproarious laughter because I am the polar opposite of that.
I think it's nice
looking for a pony in a room full of horse poop. So... Here's the thing, Dick Kernan. If two individuals, we're just going to talk about whatever, by the way. This is just, okay. This is our show, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so here you are. You come from the same genetic gene, or the same gene pool as your brother.
Yep.
And you have this brother that you have talked to me about in the past, and I want you to explain to me a little bit how you look at things. And then I want you to tell me about your brother, Tom.
I don't know. I think he must have inherited this from our mother.
Okay.
And then I got stuck with my father.
Okay. When you generally look at the darker side of things?
I'd say so.
Okay. All right. So is it just innate? Like you get up and you think, oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay. So that's how you view things. It's like, here's another day.
Yep.
But yet you have all this great, amazing things that happen in your, I mean, you have this fabulous career. You have a beautiful wife. Your children are astonishing. Your grandchildren are amazing.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
but you still have that dark thought. So talk to me about that, and then we're going to get around.
Well, let me just say this about that.
Okay.
My granddaughter, who is all of 17 years old, has just been accepted into the most, prestigious music college in the country.
Wow.
It's in Boston, and it has a name that should be on the West Coast, but it's in Boston. And I'm telling you, this young lady is just absolutely off the map in terms. She decided she wanted to take a music course. And so they said, what do you want to study? And she said, well, let's see. And she looked at all the people that wanted to study violins. And then she looked at the ones that wanted to study, what do you call it? What's the one? It's another stringed instrument.
Cello?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not the cello. No, this is one that you play like a violin.
Hmm. Boy, I wish I knew all my string instruments.
Viola.
There you go.
Thank you. It's always good to have somebody whose IQ is above, 12 in the studio with me. Anyway.
Okay, so she's on Viola.
She took this up about when she's now 17, and she took this up about 7 or 8 years ago. And the reason she took it up is she was looking at all the people that were looking at violin, lessons, and there were only two people that were looking at viola lessons, and she said, I'll take the viola.
Huh. I wonder what the difference is between the two. I mean, is it... must be obviously a different type of instrument.
Well, the viola is not a lead instrument.
Oh, okay.
Background is a bad word, mm-hmm. but whatever. Anyway, in the last 3 years, she has been to Ecuador. She has been to Europe, and she plays in the orchestra here. I mean, this young lady is just something else. And so she was going to apply to this place in Boston. I wish I could remember the name of it, because it sounds like it's on the West Coast, but it isn't. It's in Boston, and that's all they teach is music. And she auditioned this week and was accepted. And so, I mean, my chest is out to here. What a gal.
That
oh, by the
so
way,
cool.
She's also blessed with a great head of red hair. So she's something else. Anyway.
Is it the Boston Conservatory of Berkeley?
Yeah, it is Berkeley.
There you go. So it's Berkeley. It's Berklee. And the one out here
in
San Francisco is Ley. Okay.
I am so impressed.
Cool. Very
anyway,
cool.
That's where she is. She just auditioned and was accepted. Of course, you got a lot of, the tuition is beyond belief. So my son is going to need a lot of help.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how I got into that.
We were just talking about, how you have
my brother.
Grandchildren.
Let me talk about my brother.
Okay,
so,
please do.
2 weeks ago, right? He and his wife both have exercise machines in the basement. So he's on the phone with his son, and he's walking up the stairs to the kitchen of the house, gets to the top of the stairs, and falls all the way down.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Broke a bone in his leg. His head looked like somebody punched him out in a bar. And, I have a bunch of things like that that just make me depressed. I was out to his house Sunday, and, whatever. And he's got a computer that he looks at and a television set and everything else. And he's laying in his family room and his wife is waiting on him hand and foot. And he's just the most positive guy in the world. And you would think after something like that, that you might have kind of an attitude.
Sure.
Not there.
And what do you suppose that is? Like what... Are you fascinated to, you have your thought process, which is completely opposite of Tom.
Boy.
And so when you step back and you look at Tom and you think about how he views his life experience, doesn't that fascinate you that you came from the same parents?
Well, it does fascinate me. It doesn't help me a damn bit. I still wake up every morning with a bad attitude.
That's so funny. Have you ever thought to say to Tom, how do you get there?
Oh,
like,
no.
What is it that you are so chipper about? What makes you so positive?
Yeah, I don't think there's an answer to that. I mean, I think it's just something that is inborn because it's totally natural for him. Like I say, he can go through a disaster. I mean, this is a first floor to the basement stairway, and he was at the top step. And fell all the way down, banged his head all over the place, broke there's a bone in your leg, not the main one, but the secondary bone that he broke. And, he talks about it like he won a pool game or something.
So amazing.
I think he's a whack job, frankly.
Oh, great. So it is, so now the truth comes out. You talk to me every week, but you think I'm a whack job because I'm positive.
That you has know, occurred it, to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wonder why, it is too that, see, I don't view you as a negative person. I guess here's why. For the better part of what, I met you when I was in broadcasting school, it was 1980. Okay. So it's been quite a few years.
Oh, baby.
Right. So I met you and you have been nothing but, in my life, a positive, influential, guiding light. Always speaking me, you've kept up with me, where I'm going, you've helped kind of, made me think differently, look broader, really have helped me to embrace the industry, which here I am still on the radio oh so many years later. So I don't think of you like I, that doesn't even come into my mind when I think Dick Kernan. I don't think, oh, Negative Nelly, because I know Negative Nellies. They're all over. But yes. I don't get that from you.
Well, I don't know how to explain it. I really don't, because there is a part of me that appreciates very much. I mean, the situation that I've been in for pushing 50 years. You got that?
Yeah, that's a long time.
At the 49 years here at the school.
Wow.
And hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of Jane Ashers that I still have contact with, that I still enjoy the hell out of talking to and following their careers and everything else. And so this has been, this has just been, I couldn't ask for a better career. I walked in here, I was a program director at what is and has been for many, many years since I left, a really positive radio station called WRIF here in Detroit. And I got sick of being a program director. And so I, you know, I resigned and they hired somebody else. And I applied to the, if I've told you this story, tell me to shut up.
No,
I applied
go ahead.
To the, I applied because it was an ABC station, and it was a TV station, an AM and an FM. And they had never been using the FM, as were almost nobody, until the FCC said, you know, you got all of these radio stations out there that you're not using, so either start using them or send the license back. And so the general manager said, well, we want you to be the program director of the FM. And I said, you know, really? And he said, well, Dick, we don't know what we're going to do with you if you don't take this job. Oh, pick me, pick me. So for 3 very long years, I was the program director, and I was awful. And so I finally, you know, resigned, and I was kind of bouncing around. And they said, why don't you go over and see this guy, Specs Howard? And 2 very good friends of mine, you know, I said, I'm not going to talk to some guy who's a failed disc jockey who's stealing people's money. And they said, he's not like that. Trust me. That was 49 years ago.
Tell me about Specs. You know, because I have just mad respect for the man, and was very pleased the last time I sashayed through Detroit and came in to have lunch with you at Stackers. And then you said, you know, go see Specs, you know, go down. I'm like, I don't want to bother him. That was like that sitting with him in his office and you sitting there, the three of us. I was so honored, you know, just because, you know, I graduated from there 39 years ago and have had a lovely, very positive, vibrant career.
Yeah.
And it started there.
Yeah.
It started there. It started that day. And so talk to me about Specs and that relationship and how much respect you guys have for one another.
I think that the massive amount of respect that I have for Specs is that he is a very, very, very honest guy. And at one point, he offered me the presidency of the school. And I looked at him for approximately 1 nanosecond, and I said, no. And he said, what do you mean, no? I said, I'm not a good manager. You don't want me to be a manager. I'm teaching, and we need to go out and make friends with radio stations and TV stations that hire beginners, because they don't know Specs Howard from $10 a week. And so I'd much rather do that, and I'll be much better at it than I will ever be if you put me in charge of running the school, and I will guarantee you within, probably 6 to 8 months, we'll be bankrupt. So thankfully, he agreed.
Well, you know, and this brings me to another point about your positivity, Mr. Kernan. You, in my estimation, like what I would say your one of your greatest qualities is that you were and still are the goodwill ambassador for Specs Howard.
Absolutely.
Right. So again, the word goodwill, I mean, you were out there visiting podunk radio stations in these teeny tiny little markets all over the Midwest and, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies and making friends.
Well,
and,
not so much kissing
and moving,
babies.
Moving pieces around. I mean, how many times have you picked up the phone and called someone and said, hey, listen, I got a gig for you. Don't say no.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen.
Yeah. And you know, don't tell me you don't know where it is.
What's that?
Don't tell me you don't know where it is. You'll find it. That's why God created maps.
I know. You sent me off to see Dave Schwittick at WBMI BMB, West Branch, Michigan. And I showed up there on a, let's see, I graduated from Specs. It was a Thursday. I went up there on the weekend. I drove up there 3 days later. You came in and you said, hey, Asher, I got a lead for you. I hopped in my little old beat up car, Dodge Dart, and drove up to West Branch. Met Dave. Dave was underneath the board when I got there because he was the owner, the engineer, and something else. He was the owner, engineer, and might have been the morning show guy. Who
sales
knows?
Manager.
He did everything. Nicest guy. Took me around. Showed the radio station was in an old little house with a big bay window that looked across the street at the Dairy Queen.
I'm sorry. What was the station again?
WBMI BMB in West Branch, Michigan. AM/FM. We played music from 6 to 6, and then during Tiger ball season, we went to ball games at night. He'd bring in pizza and beer at night during Tiger ball season.
What a guy!
I know, great God, that was so much fun. Anyway, that was my first gig, and I'll never forget. You know, you just called and you sent me off, and I did exactly what you said. I just went in there and I came home with the job. I was so excited.
Boy.
I was like, I was a professional. Three days after graduating, I had a gig.
No, it was, that has been my life. And it has been gratifying beyond description to know people like you that I had some small part of putting in this business. And I think I've said this before on this show. In the past, I think we're at 3.5 years now, I've been invited to, count them folks, 6 retirement programs.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It is amazing.
Well, you know, and here's the other cool part. I mean, here you are. You're in your tender 80s. You just turned 80 last year. And no, but I love that you still get up and go to work because you are fond of saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work
never
a day
work
in your
a
life.
Day in your life. Boy, I'll tell there, you, and that, you know, I'm going to have that engraved on my tombstone.
There you go. Well, hopefully that's a long, long, long time from now.
No, it is really a great gift to do something that you love and never feel like you're killing yourself working. And that's
right.
Boy, I'm Exhibit A in that category.
See, another positive thing. Do you see what I'm doing here?
Yeah, you're trying to convince me I'm positive.
Yes, yes. I mean,
you want to talk to me about global warming?
No.
You want to talk to me about politics?
We don't have enough time for that. We do not have enough time for that.
Okay.
But you know what? We could always come back on and do a show about it. It's important. It's important work that we talk about. Very important things of that nature.
Yeah, well, and there's, you know, one of the things that I was contemplating before, you know, when I found out we were going to do the show today, I thought, what can I talk about? Let's see, there's global warming. There's the President of the United States. There's rampant hatred, not only in the world, but in this country.
Yeah.
I cannot believe the hatred in this country. People show up in droves demonstrating against whatever it is, and it just is astonishing to me that it goes on a literally a weekly basis.
Well, okay, to that end, I would say I see the love. I see the deep passion and love for humanity, and I seek out those that are uplifting us on this planet, because I think there are so many more good people and good things happening than the bad. It's
Could you lead that group into some power positions, please?
I feel like I do. Hey. I feel like every day when I wake up, that is, you know, that's my mantra. It's
Jane,
how I live. It's how I
be move. Thrilled.
Well,
you one
know,
of the things that's happened that has made my day is the election last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people of your sex getting more and more and more jobs. And
yeah.
I am a firm feminist. I believe that women are increasingly important. Well, they've always been important. They just haven't been in a position to do anything about it until recently. But when I see the women that are coming into politics and things like that, and the mm-hmm. general civility that women bring to this, that are by and large missing almost, well, that's not true. There are a lot of nice men. Let me just acknowledge
sure
there
are
men out there that I have a lot of respect for. But there are a lot more women that have that civility that a lot of men don't have. And I am delighted how well they did in the last election. And I sing hoorah.
Mm-hmm. I am too. It's good. It's a good thing. Another positive thing that is happening. And I understand. I'm not sticking my head in the sand. I do understand that there is, as you mentioned, a lot of hatred going on. But I do feel that the more that we look for, you know, look for that bright side and continually try to be the solution rather than the cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just, I think that if each one of us just got up and did one cool thing every day, or anything to help advance, whether it's science, whether it is, you know, a passion or planting trees or the environment or whatever, or getting involved in politics on a local level,
mm-hmm.
which I've seen, you know,
yep.
and that's encouraging. I have friends that have said, okay, I'm fed up. Instead of complaining on Facebook, I'm going to run for office. And, you know, from city council across the globe, you know, and that's how you affect change on the planet. Be part of the solution. Stop trolling and starting arguments on Facebook. That's not going to solve anything.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it's just amazing to me how little, you know, every once in a while, a newscast will feel at the end, oh, we have to have, this is a positive story. Let's feature it at the end of the newscast.
Mm-hmm.
And you see people that are doing these amazing, amazing things
mm-hmm.
for
why aren't
other
we leading
people.
With that?
Yeah. Why? Thank you. And why isn't it a little bit larger percentage of the damn newscast
exactly.
instead of every negative, awful thing that's going on?
Right. Right. I choose not to watch that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to feed that into my psyche. I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing.
That's why you can remain so damn positive.
Well, you're right. But you know what? There you go. And here's to your brother, Tom, because I'm a fan. You know, I just really feel that we can affect great change if we do look for that silver lining. And I'm
yeah.
telling you, you've got it with your granddaughter. You have it with your grandsons.
You have it with
your two children and your fabulous
sure.
wife who is constantly doing good work on the planet.
Yes.
I mean, look at all the great things that your wife does on a regular basis with no fanfare. She's not looking for a medal.
Don't forget the no money part.
Yeah, there you go. See? But isn't that truly what we're supposed to be doing, is doing things without
yes.
trying to get financial gain?
Yes.
If we do things from our heart, then we're really living the way that we're supposed to be here and experiencing this lifetime, in my yeah. opinion.
No, that's, you know, it's true. And I think that, you know, my wife's a great example. You know, 3 days a week, she's a volunteer at a fairly large church. Not
yeah,
a church. What am I thinking about? Hospital.
Yeah,
nitwit.
That's okay.
And she goes there Monday, Thursday, and Friday and is there for 5 or 6 hours.
That's fantastic.
Can't stand not being able to go.
There you go. Because she's put here to do good things.
Yeah.
Dick Kernan, we have successfully wrapped up another very quick show. And we're just going to have to continue these conversations whenever we can get the studio time, because I'm always so fascinated. And I love talking to you and seeing where your head is at.
Well, it is my pleasure, believe me.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. So we will do it again. And, you know, when we can touch base, you know, we can go there if you want. We can talk about whatever you want. That's the beauty of modern day radio.
You're sure that you want to do that?
Yeah. Anything you want to talk about, because you know what? I will find the unicorn, the rainbow, or the silver lining.
Hey, remind me of somebody I'm married to.
There you go. See? All is well. Dick Kernan, I love you to pieces. Thank you so much for taking time today to talk to me.
Right back at you, Jane. It's always a pleasure.
Wonderful. We'll have you back on as soon as I can get more studio time. My guest today, Dick Kernan, Vice President of Industry Relations at Spex Howard School of Media Arts in Detroit. And I'll tell you what, if you ever get a chance to go to that school, or if you want to go by and take a look around, please do. You'd be amazed at the good work that they're doing in the beautiful city of Detroit. Thanks so much for tuning in today on Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose, on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.